Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, joining us now for a few minutes this morning, and voter fraud, in fact, I believe it was, let me get Chris on, but Chris is with Judicial Watch, Director of Investigations and Research. And I do believe it was kind of a big deal here in Connecticut. There is a woman who had passed 5 years ago, 6 years ago, who actually voted in Stonington. And, you know, that became kind of a deal because, you know, quite frankly, the integrity of the voting system is pretty much key. There was a time, for example, I think I mentioned this yesterday, when Kennedy was running against Nixon. And Nixon, they were neck and neck. There was some funny stuff going on in West Virginia. But then in Chicago, the mayor of same, Richard Daley, suddenly found, I don't know, a couple thousand votes, maybe a little more than that. And guess who won? So it does happen, and it will happen. And part of it is you just have people who haven't voted in a long time, and they may still be around, and they may still choose to vote, but, you know, you kind of take them off the rolls. Well, let me get Chris on to explain what's going on here. This is in Kentucky. Chris, good morning.
Great. Good morning to be with you.
It is what happens, right? I mean, you got all these people on the rolls who have not voted in 5 years, 3 years, whatever. Chris, do a lot of states have a limitation as to how long you can be an inactive voter?
They do. And in fact, there's the National Voting Registration Act, which is the law governing this, has two parts to it. Part 7 says, hey, go out there and register everybody eligible to vote, which is a good thing. But Part 8 says, now, voting officials, you have an obligation to make sure that the voting rolls are accurate, complete, truthful. And so there's all sorts of folks that may be on the rolls that are actually ineligible. So they're dead, they've moved, they're registered to two different addresses, they're felons. I mean, there's all sorts of reasons why the voting rolls occasionally need to be scrubbed and made sure that they're, you know, truthful and accurate. And, you know, in one outrageous case in Mississippi, there's a county that has 240% more people registered to vote than actually live in the county.
Yeah.
And so they haven't been doing their job, right? They haven't gone in and double-checked to make sure that folks who are there are actually there and eligible to go vote. So in Kentucky, we had a victory where they're going to go in and have to scrub about 250,000 people from their voting rolls because the voting rolls themselves are inaccurate. And that comes on the heels of a victory we had in Los Angeles where they're going to have to remove 1.5 million people.
God.
The voting rolls, they're just not accurate. It isn't true. And they're using that as the foundation, of course, for Election Day.
Well, one of the things, Chris, that a couple of cases in particular that come to mind, one is, I think it was in Milwaukee, and I think this was the 2006 election, maybe, I think. Anyway, more people voted in that county than are registered to vote. So you have the converse going on. So,
right.
You know, but the other thing I think is a problem is some people are registered, as you pointed out just a moment ago, some people are registered twice in one jurisdiction and in another. College students come to mind.
Sure. And the other big joke, of course, is in New York, in the New York metro area, where people go to vote in Queens and then go over to LaGuardia, fly to Florida, and vote again.
That's a pretty expensive vote, but I suppose if you're really into it that much, well, then okay. Chris, what are some of the other issues you're dealing with? I mean, do we know how much abuse there is? Do we have any idea whatsoever?
Yeah, I mean, there are any number of examples, and there's been a lot of studies done, academic studies, studies by public policy groups that have documented instances where the voter rolls have been manipulated. You gave the great historical example of the Chicago vote,
yeah,
where basically, you know, they said, well, how many votes do you need to win?
Exactly.
And then, you know, they hold voting, they hold the polling places open, or they're slow and reporting ballot numbers, and then surprise, surprise, oh, you got, you know, you needed 2,000, you got 2,500. Right,
well,
you know.
Well, here's a great one, Al Franken, case in point, in Minnesota. And I think he's running against Dayton. I can't remember who he's running against. And, you know, actually Dayton had won. But then all of a sudden, they found, like, these mysterious ballots appeared, and it gave it to Franken by 10, 15, 20 votes. I mean, it's a Christine Gregoire in Washington, same thing happened there. I mean, this is just, you know, you lose faith in the process.
Right, and that's the integrity of the election process itself is what we're focusing on. And the starting point is, well, who is registered to vote? And that's really the kickoff point. Now, you know, Election Day and questions of voter fraud are something different. This is just making sure that the actual voter registration rolls themselves are accurate, complete, truthful, et cetera.
Have you talked to Stacey Abrams yet? You know, she won in Georgia.
still holding out, right?
She is. I'm not kidding. She's still at it. She still insists, you know, she's the emperor of San Francisco. I mean, well, what is this? But, you know, the fact is there was record turnout in Georgia. So I don't know how there was suppression, but that's okay. It's her little dream world. Hey, listen, Chris, if anybody wants to get in touch with the Judicial Watch, give us your website.
Sure. It's Judicial Watch, altogether one word, judicialwatch.org, O-R-G. There's tons of great information there, and your listeners can learn about our voter integrity project and all sorts of other good work that we're doing.
Hey, Chris, good to talk to you.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.